met was Alison Krauss doing It's Goodbye and So Long to You. Don't let the door hit you on the way out. That's from Windy City from 2017. And a year later, Kim Ritchie put out Chase Wild Horses on her album Edgeland. I love Kim Ritchie. I go through these phases where I forget about her and then I go back and listen. I'm like, oh God, love Kim Ritchie. Before that, another one that we love here, Patty Griffin. From her self-titled 2019 release, we heard The Wheel. And I love when artists put out a self-titled album like after they've already had like five albums. I always wonder about that. Rosie Flores did This Cat's in a Doghouse. And we heard one from Joan Osborne's Love and Hate album, Work on Me. That's from 2014. And we started the set with Sarah Borges, The Waiting and the Worry. And that is from her 2014 release, Radio Sweetheart. All right, it's about 5 minutes after 12 here on Something About the Women. Hope you are having a good weekend. What can I tell you? People are starting to get vaccines, and that is very exciting. I can't wait to get mine so I can get my life back on track. But whatever you do, if you have the opportunity to get a vaccine, okay? Thank you. That is my own personal public service announcement. All right, I am going to go all way back on you guys right now. This is one of my favorite songs of all time. You'll know it the minute you hear it. It's a classic from Joni Mitchell here on Something About the Women.
Up a parking lot with a pink hotel, a boutique, and a swinging hot spot. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They paid paradise, put up a parking lot. They took all the trees, put them in a tree museum. Charge the people a dollar and a half just to see them. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They paved paradise, put up a parking lot. Hey, farmer, farmer, put away the DDT now. Give me spots on my apples, or leave me the birds and the bees. Seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone. They paved paradise, put up a parking lot. Late last night, I heard the screen door slam, and a big yellow taxi took away my old man. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They paved paradise, put up a parking lot. I said, don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They paved paradise, put up a parking lot. They paved paradise, put up a parking lot.
Up a parking lot.
Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. That'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave me, you know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die.
Tell me.
I'd find a way to leave the past behind, knowing that you lied straight-faced while I cried, and still I look to find a reason to believe.
Someone like you makes it hard to live without somebody else. Someone like you makes it easy to give, never thinking of
the
You're that one in a million men. When you wrap your loving arms around me, I can stand up and face the world.
Leave me alone.
All right, I hope you enjoyed that trip in the Wayback Machine. That was Helen Reddy doing my childhood theme song, Leave Me Alone. And we lost Helen Reddy last year, sadly. I encourage you to watch the documentary about her. Now, I don't remember, was it on Netflix? But give it a watch, it's very good. Before that, Rita Coolidge gave us the classic song Higher and Higher, and Anne Murray doing Daydream Believer, a song that was made popular by the Monkees back in the day, but she had a nice version of it as well. We heard the Carpenters doing Reason to Believe, and we started, we had two more. Linda Ronstadt doing That'll Be the Day from her 1976 album Hasten Down the Wind, and we started with, yes, one of my favorites of all time, Joni Mitchell's Big Yellow Taxi from Ladies of the Canyon, going back all the way to 1970. All right, we have about another 35 minutes left in the show, and I am just going to keep the tunes coming, and here's one from the Raylan Nelson Band here on Something About the Women.
Yeah. in Houston off the wish address. Son of a cop on some all-night desk. Dad drove a stock car to an early death. All I remember was a drunk.
Jail and the co-op board, the garden club and the bedroom. Well, I tumble out of bed and stumble to the kitchen, pour myself a cup of ambition, yawning, stretching, trying to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets, the traffic starts jumping with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5. What a way to make a living. Barely getting by. It's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind and they never give you credit. It's enough to drive you crazy if you let it. Working 5 to 9. You've got passion and a vision. Cause it's hustling time. A whole new way to make a living. Gonna change your life. Do something that gives it meaning. Got dreams and you know they matter. Be your own boss, climb your own ladder. That moment's getting closer by the day. And you're in the same boat with a lot of your friends, launching ideas you all believe in. The tide's gonna turn and it's all gonna roll your way. Working 5 to 9, making something of your own now. And it feels so fine to build a business from your know-how. Gonna move ahead. You can't do when you listen to that little voice inside you. Yeah, 5 to 9. You got passion and a vision. Cause it's hustling time. A whole new way to make a living. Gonna change your life. Do something that gives it meaning. With a website that is worthy of your dreaming. 5 to 9. You keep working, working, working.
Wait, what? What was that? Okay. That was a new take on Dolly Parton's 9 to 5, 5 to 9. And I saw it, I heard it on my streaming service, and I was like, what? Why? Why did that happen? So it turns out I'm behind the curve because like I didn't watch the Super Bowl. So I guess Squarespace, the website builder company, asked Dolly to rework 9 to 5 for them, and there's a long form video. You can see it's on YouTube. But anyway, Dolly giving a new spin to 9 to 5, and it's 5 to 9. So I just thought I'd share that with you. Before that, a timely song, Pandemic Papa, from Nancy McCallion. That's from her 2020 album, Go to Ground. We heard Roseanne Cash doing Burn Down This Town. That goes back to 2006, a brand new single from Shannon McNally, doing I Ain't Living Long Like This. She got some help from Rodney Crowell on that one. Lots and lots of people have recorded that song. I really enjoyed that new single from Shannon McNally. And then we started this out with Ray Lynn Nelson Band, and that sound you hear in the background is my dog drinking from her bowl with her collar clanging against the ceramic bowl. Very rhythmic, however. So anyway, Ray Lynn Nelson Band doing a brand new single called Friend that just came out. All right, this is Sue, and Something About the Women has about 17 minutes left, so I'm going to cram it full of music, and hope you'll sit back, relax, and enjoy this next set of music here on 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Tequila after midnight drives loneliness away. Make strangers all around you look familiar. And tequila after midnight makes you feel so warm. Makes you think you feel good when you don't. could hardly care. For quite some time now, that's just where I've been. And they say tequila kills you if you drink too much. Lord, I hope they make tequila long enough.
As the COVID-19 vaccines become available, you may be asking yourself, should I get it? Will it help me get back to doing the things I love, like meeting friends or traveling? And can I do it without putting my family at risk? You've got questions. That's normal. So visit getvaccineanswers.org for the latest information on the COVID-19 vaccines. Getting back to the moments we miss starts with getting informed. It's up to you. A message brought to you by the Ad Council and the CDC.
I take a little smoke in the evening. I take a little whiskey on ice. I never get behind. I'm killing my mind. It's the kind of thing I like. Oh, it's just the kind of thing I like. The minute that I saw you walking over, I knew. I knew you were trouble, but you're just the kind of trouble I crave. Yeah, you're just the kind of trouble I crave. Mama always said a good example. My daddy always gave me good advice. And Jesus tried to steer me in the right direction, but the devil always made me think twice. Just a little too late.
you
right, wrapping up our last set of the day. Where has the time gone? At least you spent it with me. Thank you. I appreciate that you listen. And of course, let us know you're listening. Go to our Facebook page, Something About the Women Radio Show, and just say hi or make a request or tell us something you liked on the show or something you didn't. And we'd love to hear from you. Let's see what we saw, what we heard. We didn't see anything we heard in this set. The Secret Sisters, If I Don't, and that goes back to their 2014 album, Put Your Needle Down. Tammy Nelson did Call Your Mama. That's a brand new album. Chicka Boom is the name of that. Haley Witters has a new album called The Dream, and we heard The Devil Always Made Me Think Twice. And we started the set with Nancy Griffith doing Tequila After Midnight. That's from her 2009 release, The Loving Kind. Love Nancy Griffith. All right, well, it's time for me to wrap up the show. Thanks for listening. We're here every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. here on 91.5 WMFO in Medford. And we always appreciate your listenership. And I hope you have a great weekend. We'll see you again next week. It's at 11 o'clock on Saturday morning. And I'll leave you now with something from Twisted Pine. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
Our acquaintances since you and I had broken off. We've been gaining trust, punching it up. It's nice that we can be in the same room again. No more awkwardness or glances, but I swear you seem a little bad off. And I'm about to blow your tongue. If you're gonna drink, talk about it right.